Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me so soon after Yom Kippur. So this first shiur we're going to give is going to be for yesterday, because I totally forgot to do a Zoom yesterday morning for Kuf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph. So we're going to continue Simon Shin Amar Aleph, Si'ifim Vav and Zayin, Kuf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph, then we'll shut the recorder and turn it right back on, and then we'll do Ches Tes and Yud Be'ezras Hashem. So let's start with Shin Lamed Aleph, Si'if Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Machshire Mila Shef Shalasos Me'er Shabbos, any preparations for the Mila that could have been done before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. So if you forgot to bring the Mila knife on Erev Shabbos to where the Mila is going to take place, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Even if it's a place that's not a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, it's only a Nisud Rabbanan to carry. Because the Chachamim were even in a situation of Mila, which failure to do a Mila is an Isser Kares, nevertheless, the Chachamim still stood by their dinim. V'lomer lein Yehudi la'asosam hudavar she'im asahu Yisrael ein bo Yisrael l'midrabanan omer lein Yehudi v'oseyu. But you're allowed to ask a Nachri to do that which is only an Isser Drabanan for the sake of a Mila. V'im hudavar she'asul Yisrael la'asosam in HaTorah lo yomer lein Yehudi la'asosam. But if it's something that would be an Isser Daraisa for a Jew to do, then you're not allowed to ask an Yehudi to do it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yutes Izmal Ulinin Tiltul the Izmal Achar Amila. As far as being metaltal the Amila knife after you finish the Mila, Ayin Leel Simin Shin Yud Sif Katan Tezvav Mishnah Berurah Mashik Savnu Sham. So we already discussed that much earlier, where the Taz says that you're not allowed to be metaltal it after the Mila because it's considered Muksa Machmas Chesrum Kis, and therefore you just have to sort of drop it. But we're knowing that we allow the Moel to put it away in his bag. Omer Le'in Yehudi v'osehu, tavi shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah v'shari. You're allowed to ask a nachri to do that which would be only an issur derabanan for you, because it's a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. K'zal b'simen shen zayin sefei. U'mikal makom, asu lavi atinok lebeis ha'knesses deruchaz ha'sheinemu reves, afilu al yidei in a Yehudi. But you're not allowed to bring a child to the beis ha'knesses through a chatzar that does not have an eruv, even through an Yehudi. Do you call them the molu b'beiso? Because why would you carry the child? Just do the mila where the child is. After all, it's not unheard of to do a Mila in the house when it's too cold outside and they don't want to bring the kid outside. They do a Mila in the house. When it's COVID, they do a Mila in the house. If you have to bring the baby because the Mila knife is not in the house where the baby is, so then you're allowed to do it Aliday in a Yehudi because there's no Rosh Hashanah. Mikol makom, tov yosulav Yismal Aliday in a Yehudi. So the Mishnah is saying over here that let's say you have the baby in the house and you have the Mila knife in the shul, and there's in between them there's a Rosh Hashanah d'Rabbana, not a Rosh Hashanah d'Oraisa. So what's better to, and you have a guy available to you, so what's better to do? Better to ask the guy to bring the baby to the knife, or better to ask the guy to bring the knife to where the baby is? So the Mishnah Berurah says, better to ask the guy to bring the knife to where the baby is, because that's a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. But if you were to ask him to bring the baby to where the knife is, you're going to have to do another Amir al-Nachri to then bring the baby back home. So you'd rather do only one Amir al-Nachri rather than two. Lo Yomar, so this is going where we said that that if it's an Issa d'Oraisa, if it's a Malacha d'Oraisa, you're not allowed to ask an Ein Yehudi, D'gama Amir Lein Yehudi, B'davar Shasa Min HaTorah V'Kishar Shavuz, V'Miducham Divrei M'Chanal, because we said you're not allowed to violate an Issa d'Rabbanan for the sake of this Mila. So Amir L'Nachri on a Din d'Oraisa is an Issa d'Rabbanan. And then we said Ayin Lel Simen Shin Zayin. So what is that about? Sif Hei Ba'agad, D'Sham Evi Ramah D'Yesh Mekil Nafil B'Malacha d'Oraisa L'Amir Lein Yehudi B'Malacha Mitzvah. That over there, the Ramah quoted that there are those that hold that you're allowed to do Amir l'Nachri even on a Doraisa b'makom mitzvah. The after Rov Poskim Cholkim al Sora Zuvi Kerkid Devrayim, and even though the majority of Poskim disagree, and we really Poskim like them, Ukumash Kazim Sim Reshayin Vav, Mikal Makom Linimila, Mekal Vesomichal Devrayim, Lo Hifsin Miafshar Beninacher. When it comes to a Mila, if that's the only way it's going to get done, someone who wants to be rely on the opinion that you're allowed to do amiru l'nachri on a daraisa for the sake of a mila has what to rely on. Especially if the issa daraisa in question relates to otzav achnasa, because in all likelihood it's not really an issa daraisa since we don't have a real rishus sarabim bizman hazeh. Siv zayin lo haylo kamon shachuk meir of Shabbos lo yishchakenu. If you don't have the thing that does the blood clotting that heals the wound already ground up from Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to grind it on Shabbos. Elo lois b'shinav, you should chew it up with your teeth. Im lo erev me'atmol yayin v'shemen liten alev, you didn't mix from before Shabbos wine and oil to put on the wound. Lo yarve me'om elitin kalachal levadon, you shouldn't mix it on Shabbos. You should put each one separately on the wound. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kamon Shachuk, V'adayinu kodum milk Moshe Yisbarim. We're talking about where you haven't yet done the milah, so there's time to prepare it properly. So lo yishchakenu, don't grind it up. The machshiri milah in dochmas Shabbos. Preparations for the milah are not docha Shabbos. You're not allowed to do malacha. Valkeinu miyev shal laso b'shin of titcha milah. And therefore, if you don't have the ability to grind it up with your teeth, don't do the milah that day. You'll just have to wait till the next day. V'lav davcha shchika shi malacha, elafi lovi kamon derech mavi shein meshutav nami asur. Not only doing a malacha like tochein, even just to carry this stuff through an area that doesn't have an eruv zasur, because they'll say vav. V'chein lo yomar amlos el shisari chacharkach samanim. Mishum sakana eshchok tapikach nefesh dochas Shabbos. A person should not make the following cheshbon: that I'll do the bris milah now, then the baby will be lchalish reish basakana, so then I'll be allowed to grind it up. To keep in dachshav yodeh shiyev shalablos amanamachar milah, because this is something you could predict. You know that it's going to that you're going to need this stuff after the milah. So mutav titcha milah v'lovi asma dechil Shabbos. Better to delay the milah rather than bring yourself to chil Shabbos. Kim shiyev shalach and me'atmal, since you could have prepared from the previous day. Vida, and you should know. If you only discover after the Mila that you don't have the blood clotting stuff to help heal the wound, then it's Bikuach Nefesh. Then you can do whatever you need. Obviously, if we're able to do it with a Shinoi, then you should do whatever needs to be done with the Shinoi. That's always better rather than being Mechal Shabbos without the Shinoi. Litein ala, kachoy rugilin, this is something that they would put wine and oil on the wound. Vi refua, it was a refua, shem arvim v'torfim bakara, yayim v'shem k'darach shetorfim beitza bakara, that they would mix wine and oil and they would beat it together in a plate and then they would place it on the wound. Lo yarvim, so you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, not allowed to mix them on Shabbos, rather you put each one levado. Pirush, to asr l'arvim bakara, you're not allowed to mix them in the ka'ara. El nosim zebif ne'atzmo al makom amaka. You put each ingredient separately on the wound. The other interpretation of what the Shulchan Aruch means over here is not that you put each one separately on the wound, you put each one separately into the plate, and you just don't do the stirring and the mixing. And if they happen to get mixed together, that's fine. Ayin ber alacha. Kalech levado, kasav beis Yosef de l'shar cholim nami osul arev. Not only for a baby that had a mila, for any cholim, you're not allowed to do this mixing. Vayin ber alacha day de shinoi l'kaleal mishari. But utilizing a shinoi, it's mutter. So to review what we learned today, we said any preparations for the mila that could have been done on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And therefore, even if it means carrying something through an area that doesn't have an Erev, that's not a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, like the mila night, you're not allowed to do it. You're going to have to delay the bris milah. However, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to do amir la'akum on a drabanan in order to enable a milah. And the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that the Rama holds elsewhere that you're even allowed to do amir la'akum on a doraisa in order to delay the milah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if the doraisa in question is carrying, then we'd rely on that shita of the Rama, that you're allowed to do amir lakum, because probably it's not a real Rosh Hasharab in midoraisa anyway. And then we said that if a person doesn't have the medication necessary to heal the wound, ground up already from Erev Shabbos, he should either chew it with his teeth to grind it up, and if he can't do that, then you'll have to delay the milah. But you're not allowed to do the milah and say, oh, now the baby's a chalash yesh basakana, so now I'm going to grind up the medication. And we similarly said that you're not allowed to mix the wine and the oil to treat the wound with after the milah. You just put each one separately. So two interpretations what that means. Either put each one separately on the wound or put each one separately in the plate without then mixing it together. So that's the end of the first year.